One of the things I wanted to say was Susan ran security. She managed security for a long time. We took over control of security last July, and I manage the department. I have a security supervisor who manages the day-to-day operations, and I basically control the overall department. So what we've done, we've basically kept things the same as Susan had them for a little while. This past Friday, just to let you know, to give you an update, we have relieved Bennett Security of their duties, and we have taken over complete control of the airport as far as security is concerned. So we are now providing security 24/7, 365 days a year here at the airport. Now, with that being said, we have patrols at night, and what that means is we do not have security as Bennett was, stationed in that guardhouse all night long. We have them riding around the airport, checking doors, windows, what have you. But we've also assumed some additional responsibilities, and we have some additional facilities in Georgetown that we have to patrol as well. So I would say on average, we're probably making, Saturday was our first day we took over, we're probably making out here at the airport 3 to 4 patrols a night. We currently have the airport, the administration building, the West Complex, and one of the medic stations at Georgetown. So we have one guard at night patrolling all those areas. Now, we do have security here at night. It's just not, we do not have a person sitting in that guardhouse all night long. Just wanted to give you an update on that. I was forwarded some questions from your last meeting as far as liability issues go. I have been in contact with our county attorney, and there have been some issues, some health issues, I believe, between last meeting and tonight, and I have not received any answers yet as far as the question that we're given. He does have the questions. I talked to him yesterday, and I'm supposed to receive some answers early next week. So as far as the liability questions go, I will leave that up to Jim, to the council, if you want me to come back, if you want me to just forward those answers to Jim, and you know, he can get those answers to you. That's up to you, how you guys want to handle that. I agree with you 100% as far as the security goes out here. And I guess one of the things we're looking for, and Jim had sent that letter out, that's what started this whole thing in your last meeting. Jim and I actually had met to discuss how we were going to approach it. The way we're looking at it in the security department is we would like to have either one or two. Out of the two options, we would like to do one of them. Either patrol every building, check every door, every window, and have a standardized set of procedures, or not check every window and door. And the reason why I bring that up is it's more time-consuming for us if we check yours, and then the person next to you doesn't want theirs checked, and then the person 3 doors down wants theirs checked. It gives us too much issues with our guards at night of they're going to have to carry a list around. Do I check this building? Do I not check this building? So that's what we're looking at in order to standardize it. We would like to check every door and every window. That's from the security department. So how we get to there, I guess that's one of the reasons why I'm here tonight, and maybe to start that discussion and move it forward from there. But that's up to you. So
I guess I have a question along that line.
Yes, sir.
As a result of if you were to check a door and window here and at all the other facilities, wouldn't that prohibit the guard from making as many patrols through the area? With having to do all that?
No, we don't check every door and every window, but we do check, I would say, maybe 50% of what we have, what you're looking at. So I don't think we'd be adding too much time to their patrols, their current patrols. And we do have some guards on our staff that are know how to provide this service and provide it correctly, without cutting into their time at night. So I don't think that would be an issue.
How are your folks going to challenge somebody they find on the airport?
Currently, we have, or I have, in the security department, I have